And some of them that stood by, when they heard it, said, Behold, he calleth for Elias. And one ran and filled a sponge full of vinegar, and put it on a reed and gave him to drink, saying, Let alone, let us see whether Elias will come and take him down. And Jesus cried with a loud voice and gave up the ghost. And the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom. And when the centurion which stood over against him saw that he so cried out and gave up the ghost, he said, Truly, this man was the Son of God. Someone who was acquainted with the Old Testament, especially Psalm 22, would have found that moment to be compelling. Because they are fulfilling all sorts of scripture here. Another prophecy. You know, I often say that there are three things really that build me up in my faith, and historically it began with prophecy. Two scriptures I continually would look back to, Isaiah chapter 53 and Psalm 22, as persuading me that there was definitely something to this Christ. But then later on I began to doubt if he was a historical man. I thought, yeah, you know, they could have just read back Christ's life into the scriptures, you know? And then I saw the shroud and I'm like, well, what was that about? And it caused me to have faith. But then I looked at my own life and I said, but why doesn't it work? And then he gave me his Holy Spirit and he turned me from my sin and my iniquity. And began to do a work in me, which is not yet finished, but he's begun it. And there's progress and I always look for more, but he began to do a work in me, and then that built up my faith. Those are the three things. The first thing was the prophecy. The second was the physical evidence. And the third was the evidence of the Spirit of God being given to me. When Jesus says, Eloi, Eloi, you know, etc., I shouldn't embarrass myself by trying to pronounce that. I have a song for chapter 22 of the Psalms. Eli, Eli, lama azaftani. My God, why have you forsaken me? Verse 1 of Psalm 22. Why are thou so far from helping me and from the words of my roaring? My God, I cry in the daytime, but thou hearest not, and in the night season, and am not silent. But thou art holy. O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel, our fathers trusted in thee. They trusted and thou didst deliver them. They cried unto thee and were delivered. They trusted in thee and were not confounded. But I am a worm and no man, a reproach of men and despised of the people. All they that see me laugh me to scorn. They shoot out the lip. They shake the head saying, He trusted in the Lord that he would deliver him. Let him deliver him, seeing he delighted in him. Let him come down now from the cross. But thou art he that took me out of the womb. Thou didst make me to hope when I was upon my mother's breasts. I was cast upon thee from the womb. Thou art my God from my mother's belly. Be not far from me, for trouble is near, for there is none to help. Many bulls have compassed me. Strong bulls of Bashan have beset me round about. They gaped upon me with their mouth as a ravening and roaring lion. I am poured out like water, and all my bones are out of joint. I mean, imagine being hung from the cross and his bones being pulled out of joint. This was written, Psalm 22 was written 1,000 years before Jesus Christ lived. 1,000 years this prophecy waited to be fulfilled. My heart is like wax. It is melted in the midst of my bowels. My strength is dried up like a potsherd, and my tongue cleaveth to my jaws. And the dryness of the mouth. And thou hast brought me to the dust of death. For dogs have compassed me. The assembly of the wicked have enclosed me. They pierced my hands and my feet. They pierced my hands and feet. Do you realize that the Jews actually changed the scripture? In the Jewish Old Testament, the Masoretic text has perverted the word pierced, in so much as that when I recorded the song, and looking at the Hebrew, I changed it to the lion. What they had done is corrupted the scriptures. They changed the reading so that it would not match the crucifixion so closely. They pierced my hands and feet. And you know how I know that they changed the scriptures? Because the Dead Sea Scrolls, which were written in the time before Christ, before the Christian era, they were found in these caves where they had sat for 2,000 years. And they were found there. And there was a section of the Psalms found among them. And in them was found the section of this scripture. And it said, they pierced my hands and feet, proving that the Jews in subsequent centuries altered the Masoretic text to read a lion on my hands and feet instead of they pierced. They pierced because they pierced him. They pierced him. And to hide their guilt, they did this. And I don't believe in the blood guilt like all the Jews are guilty. But you know what? Inasmuch as they approve of the deeds of those who had crucified Christ, they are guilty. So those who repudiate those deeds and repudiate this perversion of the scripture, not guilty. And if they will repent of their sin and their iniquity and be joined unto Christ, but no Jew should suffer at any time, even those who do agree, at the hand of any Christian for the sake of what was done. But I tell you, because I don't believe in us handing down God's judgment. But when they say, you know, his blood be on us and on our children, in Matthew, that's what they ask. They call down the curse. But you know what? The children do not have to suffer because the parents ate the sour grape. But if you continue in the deeds of your fathers, yes, you are guilty. If you continue in the hatred that inspired this deed, if you continue that he was a blasphemer, you will be held guilty of that, unless you repent. They pierced my hands and my feet. What a scripture. 1,000 years before Christ walked the earth, there was a scripture hanging around that said, they pierced me, my hands and my feet. I may tell all my bones, not a bone of him was broken. They look and they stare on me. We get to the point where they go around to break the legs of the, in one of the other Gospels, it is written that they go around to break the legs. And they come to Jesus and he is already dead. And none of his bones were broken. Verse 17 of Psalm 22, I may tell all my bones, they look and stare upon me. They part my garments among them and cast lots on my vesture. They did that too. All these things, everything that was said here, they were doing. It was all fulfilled. There's nothing here lacking in what happened at the foot of the cross. And leading up to it, but be not thou far from me, O Lord. O my strength, haste thee to help me. Deliver my soul from the sword, my darling, my only one. That's what that means. From the power of the dog. The dogs who have compassed him. Notice when Jesus